What's New With You is a series containing updates from congregations around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Today we hear about Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Jamestown, North Dakota. 90 years of preaching the gospel. Our Savior's Lutheran Church is approaching its 90th anniversary of preaching the gospel of forgiveness to the Buffalo City and beyond. As with all things, we give glory to God for what He has done through dedicated men and women of the congregation, along with a long list of called servants who have served here. A casual observer might say that little has changed since our last report. When it comes to the pure teachings of God's Word, that's a good thing. A few updates do come to mind. Jars. For decades, Redeemer in Bowdell, South Dakota, has hosted the Joint Area Reformation Service, or JARS. Our Pastoral Study Club invites a preacher from another conference, and members gather from around the Dakotas and Nebraska to worship and have a meal on Sunday evening around Reformation. Redeemer asked our Saviors to assume the responsibility of hosting this special service, which we did, first in the fall of 2019 with Neil Radical of Emmanuel Mankato as our guest preacher. Unfortunately, we did not hold JARS last year due to, well, you know why, COVID. A lot has changed around here due to the virus. While those changes are common to many Lutheran spokesman readers, you may find our circumstances and response to this crisis interesting. In North Dakota, all restrictions placed on churches came in the form of recommendations. Here at Our Savior's, we felt blessed to have the freedom to decide for ourselves how to respond. We suspended in-service services on March 18, 2020 of last year, and resumed them on May 17, 2021. Masks are not required, but also not looked down upon at Our Savior's. We blocked off a few pews and reduced the size of each table at communion. We've had no monthly potlucks. VBS last summer was a take-home affair, and the children's Christmas Eve program was recorded and posted online. While not going to church seemed as strange and wrong to us as it did to many of you, we came out of the experience with a lot of positives. We began recording services and devotions and posting them to Facebook. Technological challenges related to this, including a steep learning curve for the pastor, were overcome. We discovered that it wasn't that complicated after all, and we probably should have been doing it all along. Secondly, strong connections to members at a distance were established and were being maintained. Thirdly, we developed better communication between leadership and members via email and text. Fourthly, we learned to respect and listen to each other's varying levels of concerns in this time when factual information about risk seems hard to come by and qualified opinions are often contradictory. Garage. The parsonage garage was replaced during the last year. Members in the congregation who are in the trades found an opportunity for a free 25 by 25 modern garage to replace the much smaller and aging one we had. Anyone familiar with building projects knows why the word free is in quotation marks. Concrete, permits, electrical, grading, and so forth all cost money. But a combination of generous financial gifts and a lot of volunteer labor made it happen. Tempus fugit. Time flies. We were surprised to get a request for an update from the spokesman until we realized it has been over 6 years since the previous article. We're still here on the corner of 5th Avenue and 4th Street Southeast in Jamestown, still meeting at 10 a.m. every Sunday, and thanking God for sending His Son to die for our sins, so sinners can stand righteous in that great day. Come, Lord Jesus. Until then, come I and see us. The article also contains a picture of some of the members of Emmanuel Lutheran College Tour Choir with the underwritten statement, "We give glory to God for what He continues to do through dedicated and selfless students who share the word in this way. We especially thank Him for the 33 tours directed by retiring Professor John Rhyme, and of course his decades of teaching at ILC. Thank you, Lord, for Professor Rhyme." This article is written by James Nauman, pastor of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Jamestown, North Dakota.